I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We've got three stories for you here, and two of them involve liquor. Maybe yours does too. Maybe all three involve liquor.
No, I don't think mine does.
I got a drunk that got away with it and one that didn't. How about the one that got away with it? In Peoria, Illinois, an unknown man went into a Walgreens twice within 10 minutes on Monday night and stole an impressive 13 bottles of liquor by hiding them in his pants. The Peoria Police Department say they got the video of the guy walking into the Walgreens about 8 p.m. He goes straight for the liquor aisle, and there he puts five bottles of Jose Cuervo and Captain Morgan's into his jeans. Sounds like the party's on. He grabs a few items from small items as he walks to the counter. He didn't pay for the small items and walked right out the door with the hidden liquor. Then they say less than 10 minutes later, he walks back into the store, walks right back to the liquor section, and puts four bottles into a backpack and hid four more bottles into his jeans. And again, walks straight out of the store without even paying. I don't know who they got working at the Walgreens there in Peoria, but it sounds like they need to get a couple new hires.
Yeah, don't they have like those, Walgreens has those like mirrors that are kind of sort of, they're up high, they're on top of the wall. You can almost on the ceiling, you can kind of see what's going on in the different aisles.
13 bottles in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, this car thief, he pulled into the wrong driveway in Alabama. He didn't know what Granny was packing in her house when he took his stolen car into Granny's driveway. He crashed it into her driveway. Well, Granny came out when he heard all the commotion out in her driveway. And Granny, very protective because she's got the grandkids inside the house. And she hears some commotion out in the driveway and some guy crashing a car into her driveway. So she comes out with rifle pointed at what turns out to be a car thief. Granny said, "I was as calm as can be. I knew I was in control. I walked out and the guy said to me, I said to him with the gun pointed, I said, 'Can I help you?' And he said, 'Yes, ma'am, I'd like to use your phone.' She said she fired a shot in the air to keep him from getting any closer to her house where the two grandkids are inside. She said, 'I wanted to keep him at a distance. I didn't intend to kill him. I just wanted him to think that I would shoot him if I had to.' And then she ordered him to get down. He wouldn't get down. So I shot in the air, and then he realized I meant business. So he got down on his knees. We called the police. The cops got there. Sheriff's deputies got there and took the car thief away."
And finally, I guess I'm starting to understand now with all these stories why some of these major airlines are cutting back on some of the perks in flying and charging for drinks and food and stuff and bags, because they need to use their money to buy duct tape and zip ties. They had to do that to a guy that was trying to fly from Pittsburgh to Dallas. The flight had to be diverted to Oklahoma City the other day because of an unruly passenger. This happened Sunday night. Must have been a bad Father's Day. The American Airlines flight left the Pittsburgh International Airport, and 32-year-old Brandon Ganoose of Weatherford, Texas, was completely three sheets into the wind that the plane was riding on, and they tried to bring him some water to calm him down. And one of the other passengers tried to calm him down too, and that's when he gets into a brawl with the passenger. And then a couple other, flight attendants and passengers, everybody's, what are we going to do with this bozo? And so they handcuffed, they had the handcuffs on board, but they ended up using duct tape and zip ties to zip tie his arms to the armrests.
Okay.
And duct tape him down. And they landed in Oklahoma City. Police board about 11:30. Arrest him. Body cameras and film, from different people filming inside the plane said, you can hear guys going, "Get him out of here. Get him off of there." He's charged with public drunkenness and everything else that goes along with it. Has a bonded out on Tuesday and is now in jail. But they say, on the way out, he had, quote, a variety of colorful obscenities for both the officers and their families, and eventually left the airport with the police in a wheelchair because he refused to walk.
I can't believe it's news.
Or couldn't.
I'm surprised they didn't just remove the seat and take him out in that.
Yes.